Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by...
Where's dinner?
Well, I thought you'd be home a couple hours ago, and I put everything away.
What is this? Pizza?
You had just called me. I wouldn't
dinner,
know what...
Dinner ready is pizza.
Honey, please don't be so loud. Please don't... Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
You
want to
see what hurts? That's what hurts! That's what hurts!
KFC Boneless Variety Bucket, 100% premium boneless white meat chicken that kids love. 4 crispy strips, 8 boneless honey barbecue wings, and a large popcorn chicken, all for just $9.99. Bring back dinner at KFC.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, February 6th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, crippled penis thrusting, plus making sweet love to your blow-up dolls in a Publix parking lot, and gay blackmail on Facebook, a how-to guide. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. Really do have a gram. Sorry, I'm on the toilet right now taking a massive dump. Yes. All right. And I found that video through the panty pooping message board. For you new listeners, yes, there is a fetish out there. It's not scat. Don't get it confused with scat. Those are perverts. These are merely people who enjoy the sights, sounds, and smell of women and men shitting themselves, basically. It's so very vivid. There's a couple funny posts. On February 4th, Depends, great username for the panty pooping message board, wrote in, I seen on those sites where girls shit, but the loads are big and mushy. I want to know what to use. I don't want real wet diarrhea, not hard-ass shit, just a nice squishy load. Then there'll be some pics and videos. Please help me. Well, Wonder Boy replied, well, it usually all depends. But if... panty pooping depends, okay. But if you are going for the mediocre load, aim higher than mediocre loads, come on. Then this is what I would recommend. Hold it for 1 or 2 days, eat salad, pasta, and maybe some fruits and vegetables, maybe some fast food, and of course fiber. Hope it turns out well for you. Can't wait for the pics, let alone the vid. Yes, the last post I'm going to read is a real-life panty-pooping story from Julie. Yes, members of this community love to hear about other people shitting themselves. All right, here we go. I wish Cheryl Murkowski was here to read this. She reads the panty-pooping stories really well. All right.
I shit my pants and my pooper was all squishy.
All right, here we go. Shortly after Christmas, I had some personal issues that kept me from pooping my pants. For about 3 weeks, Jesus Christ, what kind of personal issue keeps you from shitting? My mother died and I lost the will to shit! Alright, I started thinking it was kind of a strange thing to do and decided I should stop. Well, over the past few weeks, I thought about doing it a few different times, but each time I quickly went to the potty in order to eliminate my temptation. Last night, I really needed to poop badly, and, well, I found out that I still love to poop my pants and probably always will. My stomach felt kind of yucky all afternoon, then last night I started getting very crampy and having some nasty gas. I wonder if she's single. This is exactly the type of stuff you should be putting on your eHarmony profile. Don't change a word. Alright, I was watching television when I started feeling a very strong urge for a BM. I hadn't pooped for 3 days, and by the way, my stomach felt I was certain this was not going to be a firm, normal poop. That is what is known as foreshadowing in the writing community. I was caught up in the show I was watching and decided I could hold my bowel movement for the last 10 minutes. Oh, get a DVR for Christ's sakes, until the show was over. I haven't shit my pants in years, thanks to TiVo. As I sat there for the next 10 minutes, I could hardly keep my mind on the show as the desire to poop in my pants got stronger. By the last few minutes, I could feel myself getting wet with excitement by the thought and began to massage my clit through the sweatpants I was wearing. Long story short, too late, she didn't make it to the toilet. I spread my legs slightly and began rubbing my clit. Then, without thinking any further about it, I grunted, and a large amount of warm, mushy shit quickly filled the seat of my white, full-cut cotton panties. I was immediately in heaven when I felt the warm poop on my bottom and said, "Oh, Julie, you've got stinky in your pants. I smelled poo-poos in your pants." I'm guessing she's also into weird baby talk. I grunted again, and another very large amount of stinky rushed into my panties with that wonderful bubbly sound. Then I gave one more grunt to finish my BM. I was still standing in front of the television and could hardly believe I just pooped my pants again for the first time in about 6 weeks, but it felt absolutely wonderful, and I was incredibly turned on by it. Alright, then she finally decides it's probably time to move this action into the bathroom. She writes, "I began rubbing my clit faster, anticipating the pleasure I was to have, then lowered my bottom onto the lid of the toilet seat and felt all that nice, warm, stinky push up my butt crack in between my legs. It was more pleasure than I could stand, and immediately began to orgasm. Thank God this is not a normal, everyday fetish, because we'd never be able to potty train babies. I slid my butt all around the seat while saying, I love to poop my panties and play in my stinky. Within minutes, the pleasure was over, and I was a total mess. The seat, well, I think that's the first sentence in this entire thing that I actually agree with 100%. You're a total mess. The seat of my panties were totally covered with a very mushy, light brown mess, and I had also spread it well up the front of them. There was also a large amount of poop inside my sweatpants that had pushed out of my panties. I cleaned up as best as I could in the bathroom, then carefully walked upstairs while wearing no bottoms to finish cleaning up the shower. Thank God my son was sound asleep and didn't come out into the hallway as I walked past his room. It would have been difficult to explain why I had no pants on." All right, there you go. That's basically a typical day on the panty pooping message board. If you want to check it out, I'll put a link to it on the show notes. Today, moving right along, we've been having some fun with that Christian Bale audio. I think we first played it a couple days ago here on the program, and then yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, I played a remix for you. Well, now Corey is back. He's created a piece called Shut Up Christian Bale, featuring two of our favorite characters from Distorted View. Take a listen.
The fuck are you doing?
Shut up, little man.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
Nobody asked you to say anything.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up!
Shut up, little man. I got a decent dinner ready.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Nothing happened with the dinner because you crucified it. You ruined it.
I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
God damn you.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Shut up, little man.
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
I really don't want to hurt you now.
What the fuck is it with you?
Then shut your fucking mouth.
No! Don't shut me up.
I smell like a human being. You smell like a fucking dog. You are a dog.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done.
I took a bath today. You ain't took a bath in 3 days. You're the biggest fucking piece of shit.
Fucking ass.
Very good. Thank you very much, Corey, for sending that in. Moving right along, got a couple more pieces of audio for you. Here is a crackhead midget on Cops. He thinks he could break through cuffs.
You see them, they love me. Hey, I try to make honest dollars, so I try to make it the best way I know how. I don't want problems, but every time there's always someone trying to stop me from taking my money. I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I think he said that every single time someone's trying to stop me making money. I think he's trying to sell drugs on the street or something.
There's always someone trying to stop me from taking my money. I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
He, surprisingly, was not able to break through the handcuffs. There you go, a crackhead midget for your Friday. Now, finally today, God, I gotta say thanks to Naylor for sending me this great porno video. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. I'm sure you've all seen it. It was quite a blockbuster when it was in theaters. It's Milk Nymphos 2, building on the critical success of Milk Nymphos 1, of course. What I love about this video is they try to have a plot, kind of, but it was definitely an afterthought. there's a girl in a locker room messing around with whipped cream, you know, like the ready whip stuff, you know, in the can. And then she's also sucking on a lollipop or something. And then either a nurse or a coach. I don't know what she is. She's wearing like one of those old-fashioned nurse's hats. You know, it has a red cross on it and everything. Nurses haven't worn those since like 1920. But anyway, so it takes place in a locker room, but she might be a nurse, and she sees that the skank is not feeling well. And that's when she delivers her Oscar-worthy first line.
What's wrong with you?
My stomach hurts.
Your stomach hurts because you're eating sweets all day. What else do you have in here? More candy?
I don't have more candy in there.
And what's this? Have you been getting in trouble?
Yeah, she's looking through her purse now.
Let's see what you have. Whipped cream. This is why your stomach is hurting.
So the coach slash nurse decides to teach this girl a lesson. So she whips out a black dildo and covers it with whipped cream and shoves it down the skank's throat.
Get all that cream. Show me how much you like those sweets. Yeah. 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 Look at that fat pussy.
Yeah, that's when she switches her attention to the pussy and, you know, sprays whipped cream all over the pussy, then licks that up. And then, unfortunately, next stop was her anus. That's right. She sprays the whipped cream inside the girl's ass and then has her push it out and she eats it. What does that sound like?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Squirt it out. Oh, yeah.
What's great about this film is the director realizes when he's struck gold because they focus a lot of attention on continually spraying more whipped cream in this girl's ass and making her shit it out. Let's see how this next attempt goes.
Squirt your ass open. Yeah, squirt it. Oh, no. No.
Yeah, the girl is just licking it up. It's all over her face. Now, if that was me, my mustache would stink for a fucking week. Smell like spoiled milk. I don't think your method of teaching this girl to never eat sweets again is working. All right, let's hear another whipped cream ass explosion.
Yeah, squirt it back out. Oh, yeah.
Oh. And maybe another.
Oh, yeah. Squirt it back out.
Now, after all of this whipped cream fun, the nurse decides, you know what, we gotta clean out this asshole. I have no idea why she chose a milk enema. Maybe because it doesn't anus good. I don't know, I'm not a medical professional. But what happens is the nurse injects milk into the girl's asshole. Then the girl squeezes that milk out into the nurse's mouth, and then the nurse transfers the milk that she has in her mouth into the girl's mouth. Whew, it's a very complex scene. And the transfer is very quick. Let's play it for you.
Is this milk? You want to taste it?
See, that is where the shit milk comes out of the girl's ass and into the nurse's mouth. I could just play that all day. It's gonna be my ringtone. Now the nurse is transferring it into the girl's mouth. She's savoring it, I guess.
Get back up here. Shake that ass.
Okay, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, I gotta say thanks to everyone who is working on the Freakypedia over there at freakypedia.net, Distorted View's very own Wikipedia. If you ever have a question about a reference to something I made on the show and you don't understand is done on the phone, just search for it on the Freakypedia. There's a whole show recap section now. Which is very cool. Like, I'm looking at Distorted View Daily for January 14th, 2009. It goes through the duration. It was 36 minutes and 18 seconds long. It outlines the intro audio, weird stuff I found on the net, along with links, the news stories I read, the outro music and clips, plus notes. Interestingly enough, on January 14th, 2009. This was the first time Scott Taylor was played this year, and also I apparently accidentally referred to him as Scott Fletcher, who is the announcer you hear at the top of the program. It says, Tim accidentally referred to him as Scott Fletcher, again, because he's a retard. And there's a link, because there's a whole retard section on the Freakipedia. Fantastic. So thank you very much, Swiggy, and everyone who's helping out at the Freakipedia. If you've contributed, please email me, and I'd be happy to send you some bumper stickers. Likewise, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Got a weekend podcast. I still got that video cast I want to send to you. And don't forget, yesterday was a bonus episode, and then we did another bonus episode earlier this week. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free, my freaky dinkies. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First story I have for you comes from Wisconsin. A former New Berlin Eisenhower student was accused Wednesday of a pattern of manipulation and deception using the social networking site Facebook to coerce male schoolmates into sexual encounters. Anthony R. Stansel, 18, posing as a female on Facebook, persuaded at least 31 boys to send him naked pictures of themselves, and then he blackmailed some of the boys into performing sex acts under the threat that the pictures would be released to the rest of the high school. That kid, I'm sorry to say, is brilliant! I mean, it sucks for the straight guys who had to suck him off, but for the gay kid, that was a good racket he had going on there. Because, you know, when you're in high school and you're gay, you just fantasize about the, you know, the other boys in the school because that's all you know. That's all you have been around. You see them every fucking day. And most, if not all, would never have sex with you. They'd call you faggot and beat you with a baseball bat. Score one for the Crafty Queers, which, by the way, is the name of my scrapbooking club. Today's project, Michael Phelps collages. Remember, try to use pictures from the neck down. That was a hard decision for the high school students, though. It's like, you know, do I let this guy lick my balls or have the whole school find out I have a 2-inch cock? The sexual assault occurred in a bathroom at the high school, the school parking lot, a New Berlin Public Library restroom, Valley View Park, Malone Park, and at some of the victims' homes. Jesus Christ, this kid was getting a lot of ass. Congratulations, you're a stud. At least seven boys, 15 to 17, were forced into performing sex acts. The incidents occurred from spring 2008 until Stansel's arrest in November. Stansel had 300 photos and movie clips on his computer of boys from the school, aged 13 to 19. One of the boys Stansel diddled went to his parents and then the police after Stansel asked the boy to get nude pictures of his brother. The boy refused to get his brother involved, though, and now Stansel was ordered held on $250,000 bail. He's not allowed to have any access to computers, cell phones, or internet-capable devices. He was also ordered not to be on any school grounds. So there you go. If you guys take nothing else from this story, I hope there's some great blackmail tips in there for you. All right, second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
A Cape Coral man who was arrested after allegedly engaging in sex acts with two blow-up dolls in a shopping center parking lot told police he was simply there to buy clothes for his dolls. See, there was a very rational explanation for it. Case closed. George Bartusik Jr. was arrested on charges of trespassing and disturbing the peace after witnesses, including small children, watched him engage in sex acts inside the car with the dolls. A police officer said he was called to the Publix parking lot, where a large crowd had gathered around a beige Lincoln Town Car. On my arrival, numerous people at the vehicle began yelling at me and pointing inside the vehicle, as if I was fucking blind or something. Of course I'm going to notice a guy having sex with two blow-up dolls in a Publix parking lot. Give me some fucking credit. Alright, he said he spoke with Publix store manager Frederick Wiggins, who asked Bartusik to leave the parking lot several times because of his actions. Isn't Publix a grocery store? I don't think you're going to find clothing for your blow-up dolls there. Actually, when you think about it, blow-up dolls are kind of oddly proportioned to begin with. You're going to have to get those special ordered, I think. Maybe Forever 21 might have something. I don't know. All right, then the police officer spoke to other witnesses who stated in their written sworn statements that the defendant was performing activity with two different blow-up dolls. One wasn't enough. One couldn't satisfy his needs. Yes, he was performing sex activities with two different blow-up dolls in the vehicle that was consistent with masturbation and other simulated sexual activity. Bartusik appeared to intentionally park in the first space in front of the public to attract attention, the report said. After my investigation, it was determined that Bartusik's actions were corrupting the public's morals and outraged the sense of public decency, the officer wrote. The officer said Bartusik told him he was at the shopping center to buy clothes for his dolls at a nearby Target. Okay, that explains it then. Bartusik's shorts, with a large opening in the front, were confiscated after the arrest. He was not wearing underwear, so he was given a gown to wear while transported to the jail for booking. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Iowa. A Des Moines woman told police that a man in a wheelchair, exposed himself to her in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Gotta watch out for those cripples. The suspect has not been identified and no arrests have been reported. What the hell happened? Well, the 20-year-old woman said she was dropping off a man at the apartment complex. The woman told police she saw the man in the wheelchair in the lot. She asked him where he was going and if she could give him a ride. Police said in a report that the man told her it was none of her business where he was going. And to fuck off. He allegedly wheeled himself over to the car, locked his wheelchair, lifted himself up on one leg, and exposed himself to her. I love this story for a couple of reasons. One, we always think the gotards are nice, but they could be assholes too. Just because they look pathetic doesn't mean they're, you know, sweet, innocent people. My guess is that a lot of handicapped people are actually assholes. Now, I don't know this firsthand because I try to stay as far away from the gimps as possible. I try to avoid conversations with them, direct eye contact, you know, the whole thing. Because, you know, I just feel like when I'm talking to a physically disabled person, they're looking at my limbs kind of like how a dog looks at a juicy steak that you're eating. Just staring. He wants it so bad, but he can't get it. And if you fucking give him the opportunity, you know, if you look away for a second, he will steal it right off the plate. Next time you have to talk to one of these people that's, like, missing a leg or arm or something, watch their eye movement. It goes right to whatever limb they're missing on you. They're just locked onto it throughout the whole thing. It's very creepy. The other thing that I love is that this woman thought she was doing a good deed and ended up getting a cock in her face. What I think would be hilarious, really, the more pathetic this guy was in his wheelchair, the funnier it is. I mean, you get an army guy who had his foot blown off in Nam rolling up to you. That's funny. But you get some cripple who has his head cocked to one side with a drool bib on, using a blow tube to move the wheelchair and gimp fingers that are all locked into retard positions, mashing on some text-to-speech computer. That shit is gold!
Oh, hi there! Where are you going?
I'm not deaf, you stupid bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you going?
Heading to the ED clinic to get the remnants of last week's hooker out of my dick.
Oh, do you need a ride?
How about I give you a ride of the mustache variety?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he allegedly wheeled himself over to her car, locked his wheelchair, lifted himself up on one leg, and exposed himself to her. Then he thrust himself against the driver's side window, really drove that point home. The woman reported the incident about 20 hours later and told police she would like to pursue charges. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim. Jagoo.
Jagoo.
Lifetime Sideshow member.
Nice.
James here.
Good boy.
I just wanted to say that I was listening to your insensitive reenactment of the girl in the washing machine, and it sounded just like cock gagging.
Uh-huh.
You should compare the two. You're really good at that.
Well, next time I read a story about a toddler dying from gagging on a cock, I will do that. Thank you very much. I love when people hear something on the show and then call the voicemail line and replay it for me as if I want to hear it.
Hello, Tim. This is Kerosene. We really need to know if you're gay or not, because I'm an agent from the Gay Illuminati. And the
heard about you
secret
guys.
Underground Gay Agenda Council has voted that it's important to collect a list of all the gay people in America. So it's very disrespectful of you to the gay community to keep dancing around the issue of your sexuality. So you need to disclose this information.
Everyone is still so interested in my sexuality. It's almost as if I haven't spelled it out for you 18,000 times, but I can understand. Look, I'm a very powerful man, a media darling, a celebrity, and my soft, smooth, silky voice makes boy pussies moist and quiver. I get it.
Hi, Tim. This is the straight community calling. We recently heard that you don't want to be a member of the gay community, so we'd like to open an invitation to you to
join. That's nice. They're extending an olive branch, a helping hand or something.
Straight community. If you don't, we'd find it very disrespectful. Please get back to us and let us know.
Everyone wants me to be a part of their community. Trannies, you're next. What are you going to bring to the table? Yeah, let's do this. If you want me to be a part of your community, what are you going to give me? I want some presents, some incentives to join you. I'm not saying I would rule out joining the tranny community. Who else might want me? The furries? Sure. You could bid on me. Necrophiliacs? I gotta tell you, I'm not too keen on the idea of joining your group, but I'm gonna keep an open mind and an open hand. Please put a large sum of money in that hand, and then I might consider it. So what can your community do for me? If you want me to be a part of it, voicemail me, please.
Jigu, Mr. Henson.
Jigu.
And Jesus Christ, do you not check your email? I've sent you on a couple stories. I've sent you a couple videos.
And they were shit.
I've even sent you an email with, like, complete links on where to get soda-making stuff, where to buy it, and what you need.
Whine.
And yet, no love, no praise.
Stop whining!
A little disappointed. I
did appreciate that soda thing. I'm sorry I didn't respond to you, but I didn't get a chance to talk about it on the show yet. I'm a little behind, like everything. And maybe the videos you sent me weren't good for the show for one reason or another. Maybe they're a little too video focused and not enough good audio. I don't know. I'm sorry. What can I say?
Hey, Timmy, Chris the Carpenter here. I'm surprised no one has brought this up yet. But are you aware, sir, that the window lippers that sing the California song?
Yes.
They have a television show coming up. I mean, do you know that they have a show now?
How's your news, people? We played clips from it before. There's this group of retards who go around and cover news events. It's fantastic. They had a DVD out a while back, and a listener sent me a copy of that.
Your news, I think it's on MTV, but those kids are from a documentary called How's Your News.
Well, yes, thank you.
And
we're just repeating everything I said. But yeah, yes, exactly. If you want to check out How's Your News, I don't know, they might be on TV, like this guy said, it might be on MTV. That would be exciting.
Jiku Tim. Pat, you're a sort of free listener in Minneapolis. So you know, if you want to talk about geeky Klingon stuff, this last Christmas, my mom wrote me into going to her cubicle mate at No Entrag. There is a translator for the Klingon Institute.
What?
And they did a version of A Christmas Carol in Klingon.
Oh.
Yeah, needless to say, I had to drink a lot before getting there, and it was well worth it. It's kind of like...
Is there a recording of that anywhere? I'd love to get my hands on it.
Freak show, except for you're in the ring with all the freaks. But anyway, I just thought you would get a kick on that.
Yeah. I love when geeks speak Klingon. That's kind of funny. All right, a couple more here.
Hey, Timothy. As a member of the straight community, I feel it's my duty to inform you that I'm quite offended with your portrayal of heterosexual couples making love. I mean, it's really, really quite offensive.
I don't think I've ever played a clip of anyone making love on this program. It's always dirty, filthy, raunchy sex.
And really,
that's not love.
Mental to my sexual orientation.
Nothing.
And if you do not
sweet and romantic about
and
it,
cease and desist. Exactly the kind of.
I'm getting a cease and desist order from the straight community.
Arrogant. An incomprehensible babbling that you have that's denigrating. It's denigrating my culture. You are in big trouble, mister. big, big...
Wait a second here. I have a feeling the straight community is not communicating with each other because I just got an invite to join you guys, and now you're telling me that I can't talk about you at all. I got a cease and desist. You need to communicate better within your own group.
Get my accounting buddies to come down to whatever shack that you live in, and really...
it is a trailer.
...the business, if you don't know what's coming to you.
All right, now the straight community is pissed off at me. I can't win!
Thanks a lot, Tim. I've been saying that all day. A dumb show making me say stupid crap.
This is a dumb show. You're right about that. That is all the time we have on this edition. I spent 5 minutes talking about panty pooping and another 5 minutes playing audio of whipped cream shooting out of a woman's ass. Very highbrow program. Yes, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in oh God. Ring, 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 whipped cream ass phone. If you haven't voted for Distorted View in the month of February, do so now at Podcast Alley. There's a link on the show notes. It takes just a second. Get us in the top 10. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, please sign up right now. Got a weekend program and a video cast. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. And don't forget, we've got a chat room over there at distortedview.com. Just click on chat. You can conversate with other freaky deekies. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Could not do it without you. We'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid, no, no, to let them show your true colors. They're beautiful, like a goddamn rainbow. Goddamn rainbow.